Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, boys. It's your spiritual kickoff for a week. I hope you are ready. This is going to be a good one. I have been really looking forward to unpacking this scripture. And guess what? It's only one verse, so you don't have to hang with me through a bunch of long scripture reading. It's one verse. It's a powerful verse. It's in 1 Corinthians, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. That's the verse, guys. That's the verse right there. Okay. And we're going to really, I'm going to look into that. The first thing you need to know is, where is 1 Corinthians? It's in the New Testament. Okay. Go through your gospels. Again, what are the gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you get to Acts, Romans, and then you get to 1 Corinthians. Okay. So that's really where it's at. Go to the New Testament, find it. Then you'll flip over right past Romans. You'll be there. Okay. Now, this is a wonderful scripture that men need to have a clear understanding of. So this, guys, going back to what it says, be on alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. That resonates with guys. I get it. So what we're going to do, I want to break this down into four sections. This is really the way the scripture works. So let's just break it down the way the scripture is. Okay. The first section, be on the alert. Okay. Clear instruction that we as men need to take heed to. We have to look up and pay attention. And this means at home, in our marriage, at work, in our actions, our community, wherever we find yourself, look up. Satan is roaming, right? It says he's roaming like a lion. He is looking. It's your job as a spiritual leader to be on the alert. Now, if you knew tonight that a thief was going to come to your home, what would you do? Think about that. What would you do? You knew tonight you were going to be getting robbed. I bet you would be on high alert and you'd be ready, right? You would. This is going directly to what this verse is telling us, right? We have been called to protect. Bottom line, do not be a sheep. Be a sheep dog. What does a sheep dog do? It looks out for the bad stuff. It's on the alert. It's always monitoring. We have been called to do that. Be the sheep dog. Be on the alert. Always be ready so you can understand what's going to be coming at you, guys, because you never know. But you need to take this to heart, and seriously, be that sheepdog. Be on the alert right here. Now, second part of verse, what does it tell us? Stand firm in the faith. Leaders, take a stand. And if you do that, you need to understand that that doesn't mean just taking a stand when it's convenient. We ain't talking about fair weather Christian stuff here, guys. You have to take a stand at all times. You know, there's no up and down when it comes to following Jesus. You know, if you make that decision, you have to follow him at all times. Bottom line. the world is going to throw trials. It's going to throw lies, heresy, all sorts of things at you. You must be rooted in truth. So when Jesus is your rock and you believe that and you have a firm faith in that, you can stand firm. It really is that simple. So do you know what you believe and how you can articulate that to others? We should be able to do this. We should be able to articulate our truth to others and stand firm in the face of adversity, okay? Knowing where our sense of power comes from, the Holy Spirit. So we have to stand firm in the faith. It's not just a loosey-goosey thing, guys. You have to stand firm. And I'll tell you what, too many times, the going gets tough, the Bible goes out the window. And I'm going to do it my way. Terrible, terrible thinking. When the going gets tough, we need to cling to Him. Stand firm in the faith. That is the call. Third call. What does he tell us right here? Act like men. That's pretty direct, right? Now, some translations say be courageous or be brave. So if you go read the different translations, your Bible may say something around that. Okay. The core of masculinity right here starts with responsibility. That's it. We're responsible for ourselves first. And then for those God has entrusted us to lead, from your wife to your children, to those that may work for you, to be, you know, direct reports, things like that. It's your job to act like men. Now, becoming a man does not just happen. You just don't wake up one morning and next thing you know, you're a man. No, you have to grow. And it's through the test of life and those trials where you prove yourself as a man. That's it. And when you look at Jesus, He is a man's man, buddy. Tell you what, cleared the temple with a whip, yelled at the dead guy, brought him back to life. You know, told the Pharisees, the brood of vipers, with that mic drop moment he had. I mean, Jesus was just epic, epic. Then what did he ultimately do? He carried that cross on his back for you and me. And then he hung on it. I tell you what, guys, he's the ultimate example of what it means to be a man. So you need to remember, wherever you're at today, act like a man. That is so important. It's getting lost. And I know there's so much out here about, you know, toxic masculinity, all this. Nah, we're going to kick all that stuff out. We're going to act like a man the way the Bible says. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, the fourth part of the scripture, be strong. Okay? Now, most guys would think the gym. I feel you guys now. You're rubbing those biceps. You're feeling like, yeah, I'm strong. That ain't what we're talking about here, boys. We're talking about spiritual strength. We have to remember that Jesus, He is our source of strength. And if we trust and lean into Him, we can be strong. You know, a godly man admits their own weaknesses and are strong in the Spirit, right? We have to remember that. So when you think about being strong, just don't think about how much you can bench press. I'm sure you guys are impressive. Do whatever. Spiritual strength. Now, I didn't bring up the verse after this for the spiritual kickoff, but I can't leave without telling you. Because ultimately, if you read 1 Corinthians 16:13, you got to read 14 too. Because it says, let all that you do be done in love. Okay? Love, guys. That's it. It all comes down to love. The most manliest thing you can do is show love to others. And we are commanded. I mean, guys, we are commanded to do so. And if we strive to be Christ-like, then we will drive everything we do. And it's going to make such an impact on the decisions we make, the actions we take, the person that other people see. So let all that you do be done in love. Because that's what being a lion is all about. So yes, we need to be on the alert, guys, particularly now more than ever. We need to stand firm in the faith. I totally believe that there's too many lukewarm Christians out there. And we need to go to Revelation. Maybe we'll unpack that on a SKO here in the future of what lukewarm Christians look like and what ultimately happens to them. They get spit out. We got to act like men, not act like boys. Act like men. That's not easy, but it's what you're called to do. Be strong, not our strength, but the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. Once we deny ourselves, humble ourselves, and just lean on Him. And then remember that all that you do, all that you do, be done in love. So guys, that spiritual kickoff, I'll tell you what, that scripture, I was so excited to do this SKO this week. This is scripture that I feel speaks to the Lion Within Us community. Bottom line. And I want you to think about this week as we go into the week here. Here's your question. How do you define masculinity? That word in itself has such a connotation these days, right? It really has people polarized one way or the other. How do you define it? And then start thinking about, how does God's word define it? What does that look like? You're not going to want to miss the guest this week. We have a return guest, but guys, this is a hammer. This is a big time episode. We're going to be really digging deep into a lot of the issues around masculinity, what that looks like, what it looks like to be a man these days. Obviously, what does it look like to be a leader? Don't want to miss it. Now, you know, on our spiritual kickoffs, if you're listening to the Line Within Us and you've never accepted Jesus as your personal savior, this is your lucky day. Today is a day. And you may be wondering, what is all this Christian stuff about anyway? Very simple. God came to earth. That's Jesus. His name is Jesus. He was born of a virgin. And he performed many miracles. He did all these things. He taught all these things for us. But then he paid the ultimate sacrifice for our sin. And a sin, guys, is anything that separates us from God. That's it. And there's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do to pay the price for our sin. You can't work your way out of it. You can't be a good dude. You can't help all the old ladies cross the street, pack groceries, doing none of that stuff. It's not there. That's works-based theology, and it's wrong. What we have to do is completely, completely surrender to him. So when Jesus hung on that cross and they nailed him to a cross, he paid the penalty, the price for our sin. That's the atonement that he was paid for. So your penalty, the penalty for your sin, the penalty for my sin, all that was paid by Jesus Christ. And so then he died. But then 3 days later, guess what? He rose. So we're not worshiping a dead guy or some guy that's in a tomb somewhere. No, he overcame death. And then he rose. He did even more miracles. Then he went up to the right, he ascended to heaven. Now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And it says no one gets to the Father except through him. And every knee's going to bow, confess him as Lord. So either you know him and you confess him right now, or you'll have eternity separated from him. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be, obviously, in the brotherhood with Jesus. So that makes a decision. You have to make a decision today while you're on earth, while you still have opportunity. Because guys, as much as you guys may not want to think about this, the mortality rate is 100%. 100%. Now, the only way you will get by that is Jesus comes back before you die, but then you have to answer. You still have to have an answer that you have to give. So if that rate is 100%, you're not promised tomorrow. You're not. I've been dealing with this a lot mentally myself, just trying to just think through, you know, just kind of like a midlife crisis, if you will, but you know, not promised tomorrow. So you got to make the most out of every day. So with that mindset, if you have never put your trust into Jesus Christ as your savior, today's the day. Admit you're a sinner, believe that he is the Son of God, and then confess him as your Lord. That's all you got to do. Now, if you've done that, now I want you to take one more step. Email us at support@thelionwithin.us. Right there, support@thelionwithin.us. Okay? Now, I'm not going to try to sell you anything, try to push anything down your throat. All I want to do is arm you with some information that's going to help you in your journey. Okay? You just entered the battlefield, whether you realize it or not. You just entered it. I know you weren't expecting that fine print on the dotted line. But you did. You just entered the battlefield. The blinders are off. Now it's time to get in and learn how to fight. And this is a great way. Just today, reading God's word and letting this soak into our heart. That's our sword. We have offensive weapons, guys. So again, email us, support@thelinewithin.us. I want to send you some resources. I want to give you an encouragement. I'd love to jump on a call and just pray with you. That's it. Just to be us an area of support. So guys, if this spiritual kickoff spoke to you, share it with someone, particularly your brothers out there. This is a very, let's say, masculine SKO, right? Love this scripture out of 1 Corinthians. And guys, this scripture out of 1 Corinthians is something we can very easily apply to our lives today. You don't have to think about this one. I mean, this is one you can just, okay, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Got it. Got it. Check those boxes, guys. Do it. Okay? Now, again, after you share with others, give us a rating and review. That stuff matters. If you've been listening to The Lion and you haven't gone and do a 5-star rating and review, take action today. That does make a big impact. Then go to the new lionwithin.us. Guys, we've redesigned our website. It's awesome. It's there to serve you. And on that site, you'll have links to our new community. If you have not joined our community, what are you waiting on? This is a way for guys to connect, okay, to share ideas, be part of our events. Guys, we have so many things going on. The Bible study, the resources, it's all within the community. So go check out thelionwithin.us, join the community, check out all our resources, but everything's going to be there, guys. We really simplified stuff down for you. So I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to The Lion Within Us today. I pray that this served you well. I highly encourage you to come back on Wednesday's episode. You're not going to want to miss this conversation. This is powerful. This is impactful. This will actually give you, serve you in so many ways to be able to be that leader God intends you to be. Doesn't happen by mistake. Takes intent. Show up, guys. We're going to be here. All right. So get after it. Have some fun. Go back in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 16:13. Make sure this is underlined, highlighted, circled, whatever you need to do. Make this thing stand out for you. Get after it, guys. See you back on Wednesday. It's time to unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.